This podcast is a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. It is part of a series for worship using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer for the season of Lent. Welcome to this podcast homily for the sixth Sunday in Lent, commonly called Palm Sunday since the early 4th century. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. These homilies are always found on the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. They, as well as the entire archive of hundreds of homilies on various topics, can also be accessed through the Podbean gadget on the digital library page of the same site. For reasons that I have never fully understood, the Book of Common Prayer reading for Palm Sunday is not the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which, for equally inexplicable reasons, is read on the first Sunday in Advent. Since the reading for today, Matthew 27:1-54, is an account of historical events that led up to the arrest, trial, crucifixion, and death upon the cross, are discussed in the AIC bookstore publication, Occasional Services for Anglican Worship, in the special services for Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, I will instead discuss the actual entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday based upon the accounts in Matthew 21:1-13, Mark 11:1-11, and Luke 9:28-40, plus a few verses from St. John. The time was 5 days before Passover in the year 30 A.D. Passover was a season in which devout Jews were expected to process into Jerusalem to the temple, singing the familiar Hallel Psalms, that's Psalm 113-118, or the Songs of Ascent, Psalms 120-124, as they processed up the temple steps where they would be cleansed by a temple priest. Jesus' arrival in the city was greeted by curious citizens, including many who had heard accounts of Jesus' miracles of healing and most recently of his raising of Lazarus from the dead, as described in John 11:1-44. St. Matthew's account says that tree branches were tossed into his path, whereas St. John's account refers to palms as Jesus rode into the city on a donkey. St. Matthew's account says they threw down their clothes in his path, which is, like the palms and the tree branches, a symbol of recognition of his royalty or kingship. More on that in a moment. In my former parish of St. Chrysostom, we always celebrated Palm Sunday by placing fan palms on the ends of the pews with a few spread upon the floor, and gave each person in attendance a personal palm frond to carry down the central aisle during the procession to the altar. In parts of the world where palms are not readily available at this time of the year, local traditions include the use of pussy willow branches, lilac branches, or olive branches. Throwing palms or other flower or tree branches in the path of a procession was a symbol of victory as far back as 1400 BC, as recorded in Leviticus 23:39-40. We know that the tradition was still alive at the time of the writing of the Book of 1 Maccabees, And you'll find a reference to it in 1 Maccabees 13:51, written around 104 B.C. While the temple priests, scribes, and Pharisees may have denied Jesus' claims to special authority, the common people had other ideas. The kingship of Jesus was central to what they shouted, according to St. John's account. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. The accounts of what was said differ in the Synoptic Gospels. Matthew reports that they said, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And Hosanna literally means save now or save us now. St. Mark's account is closer to that of St. John's. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. St. Luke's account includes words that suggest the people understood who Jesus was. From Luke 19:38, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. This last from the pen of St. Luke was the very last thing Jewish religious leaders wished to hear. Acknowledgement of Jesus of Nazareth as a king shouted by the common people of the city. But it was not just that, but also the possibility that his manner of his entry, riding on the donkey, fulfilled an Old Testament prophecy from Zechariah 9, verse 9. In the New King James text reads, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. In the companion blog post at anglicaninternetchurch.wordpress.com, you will find three works of art illustrating the procession into Jerusalem, a fine 12th century icon from the Basilica at Palermo, Sicily, painted in the Eastern style with Jesus riding side saddle, a 15th century icon in the Russian Orthodox tradition at Tver, Russia, and an 18th or 19th century oil painting of the same scene done by a Moscow artist. While the masses may have accepted Jesus as king, the leaders of the Pharisees and scribes had other ideas about how to deal with the Jesus problem. The church's traditional services during Holy Week and the readings in the Book of Common Prayer for today describe how these opponents of Jesus reacted in their determination to put him to death. In the early church, the manner of celebration of the triumphal entry spread quickly among the churches in Asia Minor and Alexandria. By the early 5th century, the Byzantine emperor and his entire household at Constantinople participated in a public Palm Sunday procession. By the 9th century, during the reign of the Christian emperor Charlemagne, this manner of celebration had spread into the Western church. Perhaps the greatest musical tribute to this event is the hymn All Glory, Laud, and Honor to Thee, Redeemer King, written by St. Theodulfus, Bishop of Orléans, France. This manner of celebration quickly spread throughout Europe and crossed over into the British Isles. Now in the modern church, on the sixth Sunday in Lent, or Palm Sunday, we celebrate once again the tumultuous and joyous welcome of Jesus into the ancient city of Jerusalem, the city of David the King. Only the true Messiah, the long-promised deliverer of the Jews, to the true Son of David the King, would they have cried, Hosanna, Hosanna, again, which literally means, save now. My closing prayers are first an Eastern Orthodox Passion Season prayer, followed by the Collect for Palm Sunday, which Archbishop Cranmer took from the Gregorian sacramentary of the late 6th and early 7th centuries, and to which he appended verses of his own composition. By raising Lazarus from the dead before thy passion, thou didst confirm the universal resurrection, O Christ our God. Like the children with the palms of victory, we cry out to thee, O vanquisher of death. Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who of thy tender love towards mankind hast sent thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh, to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.